531. PMN News at 2 PM. Ngā mihi o te ahiahi, I'm Atitahi Pōtaka Dews. Seniors Minister Jennies Anderson has launched a program to help senior citizens over 50 ramp up their business ideas. The Senior Enterprises Pilot Program has been put together by Pacifica Digital Knowledge Bank founder Akere Maresela Thompson and J Digital Company's Jazz Motufua. Seniors Minister Jennies Anderson says seniors have great entrepreneurial ideas and this program takes them to the next step.
It's a really unique part of who we are as New Zealand, like owning identity as a Pacifica nation, and it gives communities an opportunity to use that identity in a business context.
Thousands of secondary school teachers will strike next week and take further strike action next term. The Post Primary Teachers Association says its members have voted to walk off the job on Wednesday. The union says its members will also refuse to teach particular year levels on different days from the start of May. It says it wants a better collective agreement offer from the Education Ministry. The two sides are holding further talks today. Pacific providers under whānau order are in day two of their conference. Matt Manukuo has more.
After 2 years, the whānau order conference brought together Pacific providers to reflect on support for Pacific communities. The conference included panel discussions across the board, including culture, health, sports and education. A panel of Pacific sports people spoke today of a strategy aimed at supporting our Pacific people in the sports realm. Among the panellists was head of Armao Sports, Leeson Armao, CEO of Moana Pacifica, Pelenato Sakalia, and Pedro Cameron from Basketball New Zealand.
To the Pacific, the Vanuatu Red Cross is warning people to boil water before drinking after debris from the cyclones polluted the streams. Sunil Ram from the Red Cross says most people rely on streams for drinking water.
The two most urgent needs are shelter and access to clean and safe drinking water. Shelter because most of the houses have been damaged and some have been completely destroyed by the strong winds, and some have been actually swept out to sea because of the flood.
Ram says it could take months before the streams are safe for drinking again. A Tanna Island local in Vanuatu's Tawhia province says it's not safe to drink water on the island. The province, along with Shefa, are the worst affected areas from the severe twin cyclones almost 3 weeks ago. Alisa Numake from Tanna says people are also hungry after their crops were destroyed.
We normally get water from the running rivers, but now like the rivers are very dirty and we have the water for the supply, but it's not safe to drink.
The government says dried food supplies are expected to reach everyone in the two provinces by the end of the week. The Super W season kicks off this weekend and all eyes are on the Fijian Rua, leading up their opening game on home soil. The Fijian women shocked the rugby world last year, drowning the undefeated Waratahs to win the Super W title. New coach Male Inoke says 2023 will be just as big or even better than last season. The first game will be on Saturday afternoon after the Brumbies women in Nandi. That's PMN News at 2 PM. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.